Salaheri's death. You know, I was actually on the ground hunting him back in 2004.
That's right. That is amazing. That's very good news. That's absolutely amazing.
It's exciting that we killed him. And this guy was, you know, the guy who helped mastermind the 9/11 bombing and the death of 3,000 Americans. Unbelievable. Served as bin Laden's second in command. He was actually a physician initially, but Salaheri's been a terrorist even longer than bin Laden was. He actually recruited bin Laden to form Al-Qaeda. So he had been involved in Egyptian jihad for decades prior, doing terrorist acts against Israel and in Egypt. But his death should be celebrated. I mean, this guy was a horrible human being, and it's good that the world is rid of him.
Who deserves the biggest credit for this accomplishment in getting rid of the terrorist? I mean, you know, go on, sir.
I think the agency probably. It sounds like they found him, located him, cleared the missile hot. You know, of course, the president had to approve it, so you have to give some credit to the president. It's unfair not to do that. But, you know, safe haven is what Afghanistan is now because of the president, so we can never forget that. When we pulled out the way we pulled out, it just created a vacuum, and now Afghanistan is going to be a safe haven to other terrorists besides Zawahiri. But the actual trigger-pulling decision was made by Biden. We've got to give him credit for that. But the men and women on the ground who did the mission, and most importantly, the intel that helped us find him. You know, we've been hunting this guy since 9/11. So it's a big day for us to have taken him out.
Of course, President Biden had famously said that he had advised the Obama administration to not go take out or not pull the trigger on bin Laden himself. So this is sort of an interesting change of seats, as it were. So
yeah, actually, Biden was asked to leave all the planning meetings for the bin Laden hit by Obama. Obama threw him out of the room, according to people who were in the room. And that was a very small number of folks. He was initially in the planning, and then Obama asked him to leave, and he never came back to the rest of the planning.
What I guess the next question is, where do we go from here? Who's on the? Is there a vacuum that another terrorist takes his place, or what are we expecting in the future now?
Yeah, it's real important for Americans to understand that we have not defeated an ideology. We've killed a man who had an ideology and helped spawn an ideology. But the ideology remains, and that is America's evil and has to be destroyed, the great Satan. So these terrorists, you chop the head of the snake off, and the next one pops up. You hope in the process, though, that you deter people. But I think we should never become complacent. This, as long as this ideology exists on the planet, we will be at war with it.
Very true. And it's been for at least, of course, 9/11, 2001 brought it to our attention. But, I mean, it's been a battle going for longer than even that. We got Congressman Mark Green here. What's going on in Congress this week?
Well, this week Congress is out. So there are a lot of foreign trips going on. People are out doing, those people who are on foreign affairs and armed services are out traveling, visiting troops and, negotiating with countries to work on things like trade and how we handle China. There are also lots of congressmen back in their districts doing, their own stuff related to serving their constituents as well as campaigning. I mean, this is a campaign year and we've got to, an election in November, so it's a lot of work is going on, even though we're not in D.C.
And of course, we're in the backdrop of the China-Taiwan situation, which is a much lengthier conversation. What was the latest status of? Because I think there was some back and forth. Is Speaker Pelosi going to visit Taiwan, or did they cancel that?
So the last I've heard is she's going. We don't know if she's going to spend the night, but the last word I heard is she's going. I think that's a good thing. We can't let the Chinese bully us on who our leadership can go visit. I mean, that's absurd. We're a sovereign nation, and we're going to send our people wherever we want to send them. Taiwan made the invitation, and she took it up. The last person of her level who visited the country, of course, is Newt Gingrich. And I think that was in 94. But, yeah, I mean, China is just they're bullying and saber-rattling. I don't think anything comes of it. What would happen if they shot down the Speaker of the United States House?
Yeah, that would be horrible. That would be a very...
It would be an act of war.
Yes, sir. Well,
it would be. It would be an act of war.
Congressman Green, thank you so much for joining us. I know it was a quick one. We'll have you on longer next time. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.